votes are in, the results are out, and everyone's wondering. Federal employees, former federal employees, associations, they're all thinking about how a Trump presidency might impact the federal workforce. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco has more.
President-elect Trump has said he wants a smaller government, fewer federal employees. When they retire, he says he doesn't want to replace them. But his presidency will have other impacts on the federal workforce. Dan Blair is the president of the National Academy of Public Administration. He says President-elect Trump will likely bring his business sense to government. That means he'll likely put a bigger emphasis on holding poor performers accountable.
But we haven't heard much about pay. And I was struck today. I mean, right now I'm looking at the stock market, up by 300 points. And if we're moving into a really, if we're moving into an economy in high gear, the federal government's going to have to address some pay issues, especially when it comes to recruiting and retention. So this may be an area that the Trump administration and Congress could find common ground. I also think that, you know, benefits will be an interesting area to watch. I know that there's some hostility on the Hill now to the idea of providing for a defined benefit in terms of the pension, in terms of retiree compensation, and this defined benefit or pension is an integral part of the, well, it is solely under CSRS and CSRS and for FERS is a key component. What's going to happen in this area? If you're also, you know, the flip side of that is if you're going to do a pay freeze, how do you get people out? Well, or how do you encourage people to leave the federal government and achieve the savings that a pay freeze should achieve? One way is you incentivize them. And so it cuts both ways if you want to start looking at benefits.
Right. And, you know, I know a lot of the federal unions, I think last year in particular, have been pushing for some pretty big pay raises to make up for those years where there haven't been one.
You know, I would say that the prospect of large across the board pay raises are very minimal.
Right.
I think that given who we have as the president-elect coming in with a private sector mentality, I think that that would run counter to everything that he has stood for when it comes to rewarding performance, because across the board pay raises, that's just the opposite.
Right. So in order to incentivize people to join government, I mean, you know, regardless of whether or not there is a hiring freeze, I mean, some of these agencies are still going to need to address some skills gaps. You know,
absolutely.
And so, I mean, can you see some real conversations cropping up around, you know, maybe hiring reform? I know the administration's kind of started that conversation.
I do. I think that this new administration will want to come in and give a fresh look to a whole host of different issues, and that includes the federal workforce. And the ways in which we've addressed federal workforce issue over the last, you know, dozen years or two dozen years, I mean, you know, what, a dozen or 25 years, it will not be the way that this administration will likely view this. And I think they'll be wanting to look at some creative solutions. That's why I think that looking at more market-based rates, especially for in recruiting employees, who come with exceptional and needed skills, like in cybersecurity. You won't see these things across the board, but I think you'll see an interest in recruiting, having tools available to enhance recruitment for employees who possess those kinds of critical skills.
Some federal unions and employee associations say they'll certainly have their challenges working with the new administration, but they hope they can find some common ground on a few nonpartisan, non-political issues. Bill Dugan is the president of the National Federation of Federal Employees.
I think that there's probably going to be interest, or should be interest, on both sides of the aisle. You know, whatever shape government is going to take and whatever size government is going to take, I would hope that there would be interest in, you know, working on continuing the ability to be able to attract and retain, you know, the best and brightest in federal government. You know, we've made a lot of strides in doing that over the last several years, and I think that those type of efforts pretty much are nonpartisan. I mean, we can argue over the size of government and how many employees an agency is going to have on the rolls, but regardless of that, the quality the quality of those hires and being able to retain those folks, you know, for as long as they're willing to work there, and take advantage of their skills and build them into the future, you know, leadership of that of those agencies. I think that's in everybody's interest. So I think those types of initiatives probably will continue to see the incoming administration take an interest in, and they may approach it a bit differently than the current administration, but I'm hopeful that those types of initiatives will continue to move forward in government. I think the important thing for us, for labor unions in the federal government, obviously, you know, we're going to have to find opportunities to work with the incoming administration on issues. We're not going to agree on all the issues. We're probably going to have more disagreements than we have agreements, but when opportunities present themselves or issues arise that we can collaboratively work with the administration on, solving problems or reaching good solutions, I'm hopeful that both labor and the administration will see value in doing that and will have a kind of a relationship that will allow us to collaborate when we can on issues that are important to not only the federal workers, but also the rest of the country.
That's Bill Dugan, president of the National Federation of Federal Employees. He's hopeful that while issues over pay and benefits might be a hard fight with the new administration, they can agree on other issues. In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to follow all of our transition coverage at federalnewsradio.com.